You are listening to Rediscover Your Brand podcast, brought to you by Art Version Interactive Agency.
Welcome back, brand builders. This is Rediscover Your Brand, a podcast, episode number 20. We're brought to you by ArtVersion Interactive Agency. Once again, I am your host, Kip Russell, the social media manager for ArtVersion, multiple other brands, marketing enthusiast, and I even wrote the TV theme song for Ring of Honor Wrestling. Very excited to be on week 20. It's been a fun 6 months giving you guys new information on how to grow your brand or start your business. This week on Rediscover Your Brand, we're going to be talking about the 6 reasons why you should avoid flash sites like the plague. I have a passion against flash sites, so I'll do my best not to sound too harsh. For those of you that have flash sites, I strongly already am giving you advice before I get into the reasons why. I strongly suggest you move away for many reasons, and hopefully I can convince you after listening to this podcast. I never liked flash websites, even when they became popular in 2000 to 2006. They always had their problems. They usually take way too long. They usually take way too long to load. They often have annoying intros that last 60 seconds on a website that I want to spend less than 60 seconds, and the list goes on and on. I'm always passionate when I talk to a new client who thinks they want to create their website with Flash. The long story short, any smart business will avoid Flash like the plague. Besides my own personal bias, I'll give you 6 reasons that will hopefully make your business understand why you should avoid Flash sites like the plague. So let's get into it. Reason number one, Flash is bad for SEO. I probably shouldn't have to say anything more to you about Flash sites than they suck at SEO, and they really don't do anything for your company to give you organic or give you anything strong SEO. But let's talk about the details. The information embedded in flash sites is almost invisible to search engines. Remember that when you think you need a flash site. Even though Google has announced an improved crawling response to flash sites, most flash sites are not up to standards for a business these days to win the SEO wars. Yes, wars, I'm saying out there. People are, the marketing business online has gotten increasingly tough, especially with mobile, and you need everything you can to help you. And we'll get into more reasons as well. But while search engines such as Google try their best to extract links and textual content buried in Flash objects, the process is far from perfection. Sites constructed completely in Flash often offer very little of textual information. Consequently, what information a search engine does find ranks poorly on their online rankings. Even sites with partially constructed using Flash often hide their internal site links using Flash-based site navigation. This means in order to make up what you lose in keywords, you have to pay more in Google Ads, Google Places, or any other marketing that you're doing online to compete against companies that have great, strong, natural, organic SEO or a strong text-based website that does well in search engines. So, like I said before, I really shouldn't have to say anything after this. This is the game that we're all fighting now, especially since other forms of ad, especially print, newspapers and media like that, aren't really helping our businesses. Number two, flash sites have trouble giving you accurate analytics. For many of the same reasons I stated above, flash sites interfere with your analytics, making it difficult for your company to gather valuable marketing information to track whether your efforts are working to improve your online marketing tactics. Also, you will not have accurate data to make valuable improvements to your user experience and to see what pages and where your visitors spend most of their time on your website. If you can't gather this data, how are you going to be able to understand what your website is doing wrong or right, you know, even what your website's doing right? And therefore, your online or home-based business will not be able to give you valuable sales information that your company needs. I can't stress anymore how important that is. That's reason number two, and we have 4 more to go. That if you make a site with Flash, you can't see where people are going on your site, and that's going to really hinder you making any improvements to user experience or anything that you're going to need to really make your site the salesman that you want it to be or the marketing tool you want it to be. Reason number three, Flash sites look great but have bad user experience. Especially where my personal opinion comes in. I hated flash sites, especially when they even came around. They always, I think people think they look interesting or they're cool because they do some funky animation. But the reality is people don't want to go to your website to see a little trick your website can do. They want to go there to get the information. They want to go there to buy clothes. They want to go there to have a simple and effective user experience. So while flash sites may look amazing, your users usually don't feel the same way. Users want ease of use and the ability to get information they need without running into many distractions. People are too busy, especially people that have to, look on mobile. They can't even get to your website by the time it loads. Flash sites tend to do a lot of cool things to make your website unique, unfortunately, for the wrong reasons. So remember that when you're going into developing your site. Let's get to reason number four. Flash technology was cool in 2002. While you may think your company needs or wants a cool-looking website created with Flash, the reality is that a Flash site technology was interesting in 2002. And even if then they were annoying sites that often broke down and froze, today they look outdated and make your company look like they're not in the front line of the innovation. Or they're not relevant, really. If you're making a site with Flash, even the updated Flash, you really look outdated because you look like you're trying to do something that people really don't want. The studies and all show that people are liking even social-based sites because there's interaction and different play like that. They don't want the bells and whistle. Number five, Flash sites don't work on different platforms. In 2012, there's no reason your company shouldn't be fighting to win on mobile. Smartphones and tablets are becoming the primary places users surf the web, shop, or gather information. And in the next 10 years, it's only to get more mobile. Flashlights don't work well with mobile or pads. It doesn't take a rocket science to understand that your flashlight will hinder your company. So it's best to avoid this problem at the source by avoiding Flash altogether. Flash from browser to browser also has different varied usability. So if you're using Safari or Chrome or Internet Explorer or anything else, Flash works different on those sites and has a different experience. So you really just want to avoid it altogether. If you can't compete on mobile using Flash, you might as well never even go that route. Your business needs to be heavily mobile and pad ready because that's where the future is. Number six, you'll blow a lot of money. Flash sites are expensive to create, but once you've created the site, you'll have to constantly update and refresh the design. Every time you do this, you'll need to pay a Flash-based design company or designer, which will cost your company a lot in maintenance and improvements that you probably don't want to deal with in a tight economy. While most Web 2.0 and open source websites, once created, can be maintained by your staff and will be relevant for 3 to 5 years, and even one of your staff members can learn from a company that develops your site how to constantly update a site that's made from WordPress or Drupal. Short and simple, I had a really busy week here, but we knew that this was going to be an important subject for many people out there struggling with their Flash-based websites or don't even know that their Flash-based websites are hurting their business. Again, I have a really grudge against Flash-based sites. I think that they do more harm than good. If you're one of those companies that has a Flash-based site, please contact ArtVersion or myself right away, and we'll help you get on your way to creating a new Web 2.0 friendly social site that your company should have in the year 2012. I hope you find this information helpful. Once again, I am Kip Russell at ArtVersion. This is episode number 20. We've come a long way. Thank you for all my dedicated listeners. There's a couple of you out there. We're going to be getting into a lot of more complicated and fun subjects in the next few weeks. So if you can, find us on Facebook /ArtVersion. Find us on Twitter /ArtVersion. Email me at podcast@artversion.com. And thank you for listening. I hope this was information. Next week will be week 21. I don't know the subject yet because we are behind schedule over here. Our office is working hard and working through the weekend, having a good time, working on stuff that we're passionate about, marketing, branding, social media, and graphic design. Once again, I'm Kip Russell. Thank you, brand builders, for listening to Rediscover Your Brand. Talk to you next week.
Made possible thanks to support from ArtVersion Interactive Agency.